doesn't seem like a man.
What a way to start.
He doesn't seem like a man.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Lots with the Lots of Lobang, actually.
With the Lots of Lobang, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in the studio.
Another episode of the Lots of Lobang podcast with the Lots of Lobang.
With the Lots of Lobang, yeah. With no clothes.
With no clothes, maybe with clothes.
With no pants.
Maybe with anal beads.
No proof. As I think I told, I can tell the camera got tired of recording us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we haven't.
It cracked under the immense pressure of filming our faces.
Yeah. And it's like the memory card gave up. It's like, I don't. It's under a lot of trauma. So yeah. I don't want to remember all this shit. Yeah.
And you see, with this new studio setup, right, there's no way we can place the camera in an advantage point.
If we place it up there, it'll look too sus.
We can always strap like hidden cameras around the room. You can have a voyeuristic podcast session.
Yeah, but you know, this current setup, right, is just for you to like open the door and just run straight onto your...
Onto the bed.
Yeah,
where the orgy is taking place.
Group two, if we were just the group two winners. Split 12 ways, I think each person takes back around
$900. I said to myself, fuck this, I'm just going to buy $1.
Yeah.
$1 quick pick.
I think I bought a lot.
If luck wants me to win, I'll win.
Yeah. If it's my turn, I'll take it.
I bought a lot of picked my own numbers, so I'm guessing I'm not one of the winners.
My dad bought iToto and just got back. No, he made 60 cents.
Oh, wow.
So he bought $33. He got back $33.60.
Not too bad.
Win,
not too shabby.
1 week earlier, he got $124.
Not too shabby.
A win's a win.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a friend who, a European friend of mine that we know each other from back in school in the UK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her about the podcast and she's like, what is lobang? What is the meaning of lobang?
Hole.
And I struggled to explain it like properly.
Oh, like you wanted to explain it in the colloquial way.
Yeah.
If it's a colloquial way, then you would say...
Like Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, then you say lobang means...
The hole, right?
No, not the hole. Like colloquial way, then you'll say that it's opportunities.
Opportunity. Opportunity is the one.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Or like a favor, right? A favor that you...
Kasi saya lobang lah.
Give us some lobang.
Give us some tips. Yeah.
The literal way, it's a hole.
It's a hole.
I don't know how people because it's a loophole. Like some people will say like it's a loophole.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a hole, but they're trying to say there's a hole, and now we got opportunity. You know.
There's a gap.
Because it's like shock, right? How do you explain shock? Is the you say feeling good also is not really a proper way to explain shock.
Satisfied.
Yeah.
Satisfaction. You feel good. You feel it's like I mean. Yeah, it's just very hard to explain English.
In the end, what did you tell her?
I spent the next 3 minutes trying to explain what lobang is.
Did she get it?
She kind of got it, and I think she's
because most likely you just went on talking about holes.
Yeah.
As long as you don't point to one and say, you know that one?
Yeah. It's a cat walked across and look at the butt. That's a hole.
Yeah. Because technically, right, that's an opportunity as well.
Right.
When you point there. And
when you point a hole.
You could also point towards a manhole.
Yeah. Or a manhole, yeah.
And that's an opportunity to die.
Yeah.
Like right there.
By manhole, I mean not my manhole. The hole in the ground.
I don't know what you mean. But it's interesting they're trying to... I think somebody has set up... There's a website, right? To explain Singapore lingo.
Is there?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, yeah.
But I think we should explore the avenue of getting a fucking webmaster. It's not that expensive. It's like...
Mm.
I think for 2 years, we can get something for like $70.
Right.
Yeah, and as long as our name has not been taken up in the domain, and I don't think so, it will be taken up.
For sure. Definitely not Lots of Lobang.
Lots of Lobang is too unique.
Yeah.
So we can have our own website, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. Nice. Then should we take photos of our buttholes then and put it on the website?
No, we want it to be up.
Right.
We want it to be viable.
But
so
then again, no one... If it's just buttholes, right, who can tell that it's our buttholes? We can just hire random
The
actors.
Film sack.
They can probably trace where the photo was taken, I guess.
We just use Mid Journey or some AI tool, give me random assholes.
AI doesn't work.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I can send them a picture of my butthole.
Yeah, that's why I said film sack. Let me remind you.
No, I'm trying to segue.
You know, everything sounds good on paper.
And until the police comes knocking on your door.
Until the authorities come.
Yeah.
And right. Like, then it's...
We need to see...
Then you have to quote Trump. Sounds good, doesn't work.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it could be applied to our... Because we've got a little update on the whole rental thing. The black and white. The black
colonial buildings. Oh,
the dog Shanmugam and... and the cunt Vivian Balakrishnan.
I was trying to... Okay, never mind. We've got to use that, but...
There's no limb waving. There's no
limb waving.
But the thing is that maybe they found a lobang.
Right. Oh
no, no. That's the thing. You see, so CPIB.
That's what the question is. That where you found the lobang? How come you got lobang?
So CPIB said there were no lobangs.
Right.
But the question. Right. We were
and then, Senior Minister Teo Chee Hen said there's no wrongdoings.
No.
Then CPIB said case closed.
Then right. But we still don't know why they got the okay. So.
So we don't know.
Now we know that they didn't use a lobang. To get the rental.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So if you're saying there's no lobang, you haven't answered why. Did anybody ask them why? I think tomorrow, right? From today.
Tomorrow
they'll be asking questions. Four ministers are going to ask them questions. Right. About the
like, why are you renting?
I'm not interested in ministers asking them questions.
Yeah.
I'm interested in seeing whether Pritam Singh is going to ask questions.
Right? And what questions he asked?
What questions he's going to ask. Yeah. So Pritam Singh, Leon Pereira, Sylvia Lim...
Yeah,
and the two PSP
Leon
NCMPs.
Right.
The MP Leon Pereira was on the recent Longkang Kikis.
Actually, he was on quite long ago.
Quite long ago.
They are very slow in cutting up clips and putting it on.
Ooh, shots fired by Demon to the Longkang Kikis.
No, they actually put up clips right of him on their podcast like ages ago. And then now they are still putting up clips the same.
You gotta milk it, man. You gotta milk it. You gotta milk it. We don't have gas to milk. That's the problem.
We don't have any camera for us to put up clips.
Now.
Yeah.
Now
we're pioneered it.
We started it.
Now
we're
on the back foot.
We started the movement with cameras.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Within our podcast.
We should do VR.
No, in the world. We started the movement with cameras.
Don't
in the world.
Stop sounding like John Wang.
We were before Joe Rogan. Before he started the podcast, we
now
were
you
doing
sound
it.
Exactly like John Wang.
No, we should do VR.
Alright.
We should do the one where we all like have the POV
dude,
cameras on.
Dude, fucking hell. Why don't you just say let's do it on the metaverse? Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah.
The fight on the metaverse, right? The boxing the match.
Yeah.
It looked like fucking a bad graphic, like playing a game in 1990s.
Oh my god.
It's so bad.
The hours will be POV.
So now people are asking, wait, did the fight actually happen?
Probably not lah. It's probably some computer generated graphics, right?
And who are the clowns who bought like the metaverse like pay-per-view?
How much was it? That's a big question.
I have no clue.
Anything above $1 would be too expensive.
Yeah.
So it could be fake like the Mask and Zuckerberg fight also lah.
Hopefully that's real lah. Hopefully someone can get knocked out.
No,
I want to see punches fly.
This fella sent the fucking analysis. Send the fella was like,
yeah.
Elon Musk cannot fight, and Mark Zuckerberg also is a very bad BJJ practitioner.
To be fair, he's only been training for less than a year.
Yeah.
To be fair. So it's like a junior white belt.
But then he started releasing videos of them doing martial arts, right?
Zuckerberg has been training with Lex Friedman. After his podcast, they were like rolling around for a bit. Not too bad. Lex went light on him.
Lex Friedman definitely went light on him.
Yeah. Dude. The guy's a black belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to break something.
Yeah.
And he's Russian.
And he's Russian as well. And of course, he doesn't want
he's
to
He's a Russian Jew.
He doesn't want to break Mark Zuckerberg lah.
Yeah.
For fear of dying.
Doesn't want to break a fellow Jew lah.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg's Jew meh?
I think so.
No, lizard. Oh, okay. Lizard people, bro.
Lizard
people.
Hey, your people, man.
Lizard people.
No, Jew.
Oh, what the hell? No, I thought you were calling the Jews lizard people. I was like, no, they are two separate species.
Aren't there talks about the supposedly fight taking place in the Colosseum or some shit?
The Colosseum, Italy.
They said no.
Yeah, they said fuck off.
We don't want you guys to tarnish this place.
That place is for men, for gladiators.
Yeah, this place
not
is
for two fucking science nerds.
Hey, they should they should have Russell Crowe fucking referee the fight in his gladiator outfit.
They should get Alec Baldwin with
a gun. With a gun. The winner?
He starts the fight.
Yeah.
But then he ends up shooting something.
No, there are two bullets in the gun, right? The first bullet is fired when the fight starts. the last bullet will be fired when the winner takes the gun and then shoots the loser in the face.
Yeah. I think they're more likely to end up in a Robot Wars episode than actual cage.
Oh, yeah. Now it's there's one... Netflix has a show. Also, it's like what Battle something. BattleBots.
BattleBots.
Oh, yeah. It's like Robot Wars.
Exactly, a Robot Wars. But it's the American version of it.
They just basically bought the IP and then like rebranded into something else.
Robot Wars was great.
You know what?
It was fun, actually.
It was fun.
They could fight on who has more information on us.
Right.
Who sells more information on us.
Who sells more data.
Who sells more data.
No, that one, then you have to have triple threat.
What?
Bezos need to come in.
Bezos is like the last boss.
The winner fights Bezos.
The winner fights Bezos. Like, even in this cage fight, you know, after the match concludes, right, we have a distinct winner. A definitive winner.
Then they start trash talking Amazon. Then Bezos will walk into the room. Yeah. Yeah, what's up, bro?
You know, like the WrestleMania kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
no, the fella in between is Dana White.
Yeah, have like the glass breaking, and then Bezos walks out.
Yeah.
Like Stone Cold. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Runs then into
Bezos is a ball.
Yeah. True. Then when Bezos wants to grab a steel chair, right? The auditorium goes black, and then the stage lights up, and then
George Soros comes out.
The Google Chiefs comes out.
Yeah, something like that.
Google, they are no longer running it already, right? They got...
Oh, Larry Page has stepped down, right?
Yeah, but it depends on who...
I think Sundar Pichai also stepped down already, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're also old. Fuck them.
Really,
they'll
die. You have to see who backs, like, Musk more. Who's on Elon Musk's side.
Yeah.
Like, if he wins, then he'll be
Did you see the picture of,
then
like...
Then Bezos comes out and then...
Elon Musk on a beach.
Why?
His body is ridiculous.
Oh, he looks weird, right?
His body looks damn weird. So they started making fun, saying that, oh, his body is exactly like the Tesla truck.
Hey, but he got broad shoulders, though.
His upper body, right? Yeah. Like his shoulders and chest, damn big.
Yeah.
Then the torso looks damn weird.
Yeah.
Then, like, the lower body is like crap.
So he skipped leg day, basically.
I think he literally just constructed his upper body.
This is what Mark has to do. He has to train his legs. Just kick the guy's legs.
No, but and Mark Zuckerberg just looks like shit throughout.
Yeah, he's too scrawny. He needs to put on some pounds.
And Mark, you see, like, Elon Musk, right, is fucking all, like, A-listers.
Right.
He was fucking Amber Heard. He was fucking Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
Like, and now, who's his wife? Also some...
Grimes, right? Is it Grimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The singer. What? British
Chelsea Grimes, or Grimes, just Grimes.
I think she's only known by Grimes.
Grimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking all these like A-listers.
Yeah.
And Zuckerberg
has a Chinese wife.
Has a Chinese wife. Yeah.
That dude, but
Sella, Grimes is your age.
88.
Right. Hey, but this
and
is
and Musk is like what in his 40s?
40s, late 40s maybe. But this is good. They can attract both the left and right. So the conservative will definitely support Zuckerberg because, you know, he is faithful to one wife. He doesn't fuck around.
No, apparently. It all depends on 52. All depends on the promotion. That's why Dana White has to take the reins. Yes. It's going to be a battle between Dana White and Eddie Hearn.
I think Dana White would be more fun.
But now Eddie Hearn has got Eddie Hearn and Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, they want to throw their hand in the ring as well.
I don't know what's going on, but like there's a huge like fight between them.
It's going to be called the Nerd Bowl, is it?
If all of them are fighting, then but Oscar De La Hoya not nerd lah. So
yeah, so he'll be the only jock there lah. He'll beat up the rest.
So only world champion, Olympic gold medalist there.
Yeah. As he snorts like a line of cocaine.
Line of cocaine, and he's dressed, he's cross dressing.
He might bring his tank kids.
Who, Elon Musk?
just like Mayweather lah.
Yeah, you're assuming his tank kids there, and like this is what happens when you disobey daddy.
Yeah. Hey, this shows the hypocrisy of Dana White. The fella was talking shit when Jake Paul and all these like YouTube boxers wanted to like do boxing events, right? And now he's jumping on the bandwagon of
money, lah, bro.
Elon Musk and
Mark. Dude, he jumped on McGregor and Mayweather. What?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but at least McGregor is a fighter.
No, but McGregor is a 0-0 boxer.
True, but you can say that at least he has some striking experience.
Remember watching the fight?
Yeah, compared to Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk.
Fucking Sean bought the fight. That was a waste of money.
How much was that? How much did he pay?
Wait. 20
plus. 29.
I can do both of you better. Yeah. He backs Power Slap.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes, Dana White,
Yeah, he likes entertainment, la, I guess.
And only because he was caught slapping his wife.
No, that was the irony, right? Yeah. The week that he caught, the video came out of him slapping the wife, right?
Yeah.
But the wife also slapped him, la. Yeah. The wife slapped him first and then he yeah. slapped back.
Yeah.
Basically, that was...
Round one, the wife. Round two, him.
That was yeah. That's the premise of power slap.
Power slap, yeah.
Round three, well, no. Probably in the bedroom, la, at home.
Yeah.
Round three,
yeah.
Is round three is the kids.
He was like, no, he was like, honey, you have done enough.
Yeah, it's good. It's to whoever's left standing.
Yeah.
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 The slap here, slap there.
Yeah. Power slap is like fucking wow.
Yeah. Anyone died from it?
I'm pretty sure they will in the near future.
So power slapping to me is almost like the one you showed me of bare knuckle fighting. Like, because the gloves are actually meant to protect your fist, right? So if you bare knuckle fight, the chances of injuring your fist.
But that's fighting.
Technically, it's not bare knuckle.
No, so it's still bandage, la.
It's wrapped. There are wraps.
No, there are no wraps over your knuckles, though.
Yeah, but they still have to
protect. But you wrap your wrist.
No, there are wraps over your knuckles.
No wraps over knuckle.
No, it's the, what do you call that? It's not, no gauze. No gauze over your knuckles.
No wraps. No wraps also. Your knuckles are free. There's nothing over your knuckles.
No, bare knuckle, what is the company name?
You're talking about the BKFC, is
BKFC,
it?
BKFC, yeah. Yeah. So no. the wraps, right, go over your knuckles
no,
as well.
No wraps.
Don't have a
bare knuckle. There's nothing over your knuckles. They only wrap their wrists all the way into before your knuckle.
Is
and your
it?
Thumb. Yeah, yeah.
But I watched one of the pay-per-views, right? They actually wrap the top of the knuckle. There's one round above the knuckles.
Really?
Yeah.
The guys that I saw don't have leh.
God.
It's to hide the knuckle dusters. La.
God.
Really? Let me fact check this. Jamie, pull it up, Jamie.
Young Jamie.
We don't have that here.
Young Jamie. Keep talking. Sorry, so you don't get because awkward silence.
Like in boxing and UFC, right? They see? Got gauze. They got gauze
don't
below.
Have. Don't have. Look at these guys.
Wait, you the one with Chad Mendes? You see the one with Chad Mendes?
Fuck's sake. Let me adjust my phone. The producer is not doing his job. We fired him. That's why I'm doing all this shit.
You see the one with Chad Mendes?
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
This is the one with Chad Mendes.
The quality isn't best, lah.
Yeah. Let me. Then you can just stop it there. I saw the blue color guy's hand. It's bare knuckle.
It's not great quality, lah. They're moving so fast. I can't freeze frame. I can't freeze it. Yeah. So the Chad Mendes has nothing over his knuckles. This guy looks like he has some.
Wait, I watched the Paige VanZant and I also watched Pauly Malignaggi and
tattoo.
Pauly Malignaggi and Artem Lobov.
No, that's tattoos. What you're saying is tattoos. He's tattooed his knuckles. Errol Musk. Why are we so quiet? So does
no,
he...
No. Yeah, this one has to be checked. This one has to be checked.
Bare knuckle. There you go.
Nothing. Look. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I saw. You have to show deeps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing on the knuckles. It's bare.
Yeah, this is to prevent his wrist, lah. They have to protect his wrist, don't they? But wouldn't that mean your fists are much more easier to break?
Yep.
Like if the guy
No. The wrist won't break.
No, your knuckles.
You can hurt your knuckles.
Your
more.
Fist.
Yeah.
Wouldn't your fist break?
Your metacarpal.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why they had the gloves in there.
Apparently. Mm. Now there are studies showing that lower concussion rates.
Yeah, the volume the volume of punches is also way lower.
Way lower. Yeah. So
you can't be throwing.
Apparently,
shit,
it vindicated the
bare knuckle fighting.
Bare knuckle fighting.
Yeah,
because of the threat of
breaking your hands.
Breaking also not only breaking your hands, causing more damage, cutting.
Yeah,
cutting the opponent, right? So there are lesser shots being thrown.
Mm.
So.
And fights get stopped way faster.
So the aim of it is to,
not
get,
really.
Is to get the guy's chin.
Have you seen one pay-per-view from beginning to end?
Yeah, all went full rounds.
Almost all went all three rounds or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not that many rounds. This time they lowered the
number. But 3 to 6 rounds, I think.
But how long each round? Is it
3 minutes?
3 minutes,
3 minutes, yeah. Yeah.
Then it's quite bad, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the ring with any of them, lah. Bare knuckle, all knuckle. What the hell? They're gigantic. Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah, yeah. No, they have different weight classes, la.
Yeah.
Still,
doesn't
matter. But you imagine this, and then you think about the gypsies.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Them fighting bare knuckle.
Anyone that wants to get into the ring and purposely get hit, right, or purposely hit, right, you don't want to mess around with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, people who train for it, but that's only if the situation arises.
How they spar though? They can't spar bare knuckle, right? It's too dangerous. They probably wear gloves, lah.
Most probably.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be sparring bare knuckle. That's ridiculous. The amount of injuries that you're
gonna. Oh, fuck! I remember watching Paige VanZant and all fight, right? I didn't see her fighting like with knuckles exposed. Eh.
Yeah, maybe because.
Or maybe I was just looking at her ass.
Could be. Or maybe women have. I don't know. Women yeah. different.
Maybe they didn't know what they were doing.
Because I went straight from OnlyFans to the bare knuckle fight. So maybe.
She has OnlyFans and she's fighting bare knuckle.
She was in UFC.
Oh shit.
It's a thing now.
And then like right. she like didn't boxes. Get enough fights in UFC. Like she lost a couple of like title fights.
Yeah.
And then she started OnlyFans and then like
she's not making enough money on OnlyFans. She wants
she's
to damage
making
her face.
Tons of money they're now on OnlyFans.
That's the thing. Right. That I think is genius.
Right.
Like Ebane Bridges, is it a name? Ebane Bridges. Ebani Bridges. She I think started it.
Right.
Like she's
No. She jumped on the wagon. Paige VanZant is a fucking
pioneer,
yeah.
So it's actually quite smart. You do this, you get beat up and then you know.
Can I see you with your tits exposed but also your face covered in blood? She's like, okay, let me do bare knuckle boxing and I'll show you.
Yeah, her number one fans are domestic abusers.
Barney Bridges, right? Like her content is still not like anywhere close. To Paige VanZant or what's that? What Ellen something? This British.
I was only Ellen privy Page. To. I was only no, no, privy to it from the math teacher, come boxer, come OnlyFans creator.
Math teacher.
Mathematics teacher.
Oh.
She was a mathematics teacher at Ebane Bridges, Ebani.
I don't know. She was, she's Australian.
Yeah, I think she was.
But she's a lead supporter.
She sounds black. Is she black?
No, she's white.
Oh, she's white.
She's white. She's blonde. Right. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And blue eyes.
And she can actually beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, quite good scary. Boxer. Good boxer.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
She was a ring card girl now.
Oh, shit. Really?
A few years ago. And then she decided to like take up boxing seriously. She was like,
yeah.
I think I can do this.
Hmm. Right.
And then she irritated her opponents by showing up at the weigh-offs in her underwear.
In lace
underwear. Oh. Like,
so she was like, fucking, I looked so good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Right.
And she did beat the fuck out of people.
Does she have silicone tits or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Silicone tits.
I think because if you don't get those right, they disappear.
Right. No, she had them way before.
But
She was a ring girl, right? So.
Oh, true. True.
It was part and parcel of her job.
Right.
But then she got buffed up and she's mean.
Mean. Lean, mean fighting machine.
Fighting machine.
Yeah.
Like the lean beef.
Good boxer. Decent boxer.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know how to hit my ass. I don't know how to spank my ass. With gloves, though.
Bring it to KK.
Huh? KK. Bring me to KK.
Yeah.
Why KK?
To spank my ass in KK?
No, the pediatric plastic surgery department.
To fix my ass after she punches it.
Yeah. So immediately you can get the surgery and it can get it fixed.
Right.
Yeah, you get the scars treated before they happen.
Then that's good. Then she can get bigger tits as well.
They can also sew up his dick hole.
That sounds like a punishment. That sounds like a punishment. That sounds like something way beyond BDSM.
Yeah, that sounds something like it would be on Tom Segura's podcast. The guy sewing up his dick hole.
Oh, but the recent one, the fucking basketball.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Why does he want to do that? I thought he hurt himself in one basketball where he
was the coach.
No, he was the coach.
Yeah, it's a competition between like the employees.
But actually, he did play. He played against a weather guy. That was also fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And he won.
He won, yeah.
That was after he
after the injury, yeah.
Which was quite bad. Leg, right?
Hand and leg.
Yeah, hand and leg, yeah.
And that's because he fell on his own weight. Wow, quite bad.
He was quite big back then also. Now he lost a ton of shit.
Dude, now he's buff.
Yeah.
Now he's like ripped.
Yeah, he's ripped.
Because of the injury, he's like...
Yeah.
He learned from like when he let himself go and then he went back to like doing something he used to love.
Yeah.
Then you end up injuring.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he was fat. He was fat and then he got injured and then he was like...
I need to change. Yeah,
I cannot be fat like Bert.
Yeah. If not, my wife will run to Teo Von.
Yeah.
I need to keep her for me.
Wait, I don't know who like sent a clip, or did I see it on YouTube Shorts or whatever shit. Fucking Christina was a piece.
Yeah, yeah, back then, yeah.
Back, no, like in recent times as well.
Yeah, hey, she looks good now, lah.
Yeah.
But you saw the clip of her holding Theo Vaughn's hand, like, doing
an interview. Oh, that one is, like, damn long ago, lah.
More than, like, 12 years ago, yeah. La. Yeah. But apparently they were, like, not apparently, but they were married.
Rules.
They were married then. Yeah, yeah.
Who?
Christina P and Tom Segura were married back then.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So then this fueled the speculation.
They were on the show, what? Road Rules, MTV Road Rules.
Oh.
Theo Vaughn and Christina P.
Yeah. So that was the starting of the rumors. That's how the rumors began that like she...
No, like...
They dated lah.
They did not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. No one knows though.
No, they did not.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Theo, like, they clarified, right? He came on the podcast and everything.
Right.
They were building it up because they knew that people...
But like, it's interesting that they have never done tours before though. Or work... Yeah, she's cute.
She's a piece.
Yeah. But they both have big podcasts and they've never been on each other's podcast before then.
Yeah, then they build it up.
Yeah.
They build the fucking shit up to the point where people were like, oh. Because when I think Theo, when he toured Australia, right, he got someone to badmouth Segura.
Right.
Then people were like, holy shit, this is getting real and everything.
Yeah.
And then Theo went on YMH.
Right, right. Tom is a... He has good PR skills, lah.
Very good PR skills.
He's a troll. Also.
Good sense of humor. Yeah, he's a troll.
Yeah.
Tom Segura is a genuine troll.
Right.
Like the latest episode where they had Tim Dillon replacing Two Bears, One Cave.
Oh,
he replaced Bert Kreischer.
Right.
And they always start with, like, R.I.P. Bert.
Bert's movie didn't do
the
well.
The Machine, yeah.
Apparently.
The Machine didn't do well?
Yeah.
There was no chance that it would do well.
Yeah. The reviews weren't that great.
Who was in it? Bert? And then who did they get to play his father? I can't remember.
They got someone...
Yeah, quite famous, right?
Quite famous, right?
You see, that's the thing, you know. Ryan Reynolds already, like, earned the name from Bert Kreischer. Van Wilder?
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah!
That is...
It was based on his life.
It's based on his life.
Based on him, lah.
Oh...
Van Wilder.
Of him like spending 6 years in uni.
Right.
Yeah, I think they said that one.
Yeah.
Right.
Then because the father is a lawyer, right, so the father was like, what the fuck? Like, you need to get a degree.
Yeah, he was partying too hard. He still is partying too much. He's gonna his stomach looks like he's gonna explode.
He actually lost weight and then gained everything back.
Yeah, the guy has no discipline.
That's the opposite of Segura.
The guy has no discipline, like how he writes his stand-up material.
Stand-up material is trash.
Oh, Mark Hamill.
Oh, yes, yes, Mark Hamill, yeah.
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
It's his father.
Luke Skywalker.
Oh, but the episode of Kill Tony with Dave Attell and Jeff Ross.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Dave Attell.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What a classy act.
What a class act.
Yeah.
Fucking encouraging people,
yeah.
Giving people constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Like he did it to the next level above Roseanne.
Right.
Like Roseanne seemed like really concerned, but like her advice was like okay.
Yeah.
But Dave Attell was damn good.
Right.
In an actual good way, or you're being
actual good way.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was like when they like Tony Hinchcliffe like started making fun of people, right? Mm. Like for no reason. I'm like, wait, he did good. And you don't expect Dave Attell to like behave that way.
Yeah.
So he's giving like the comedians upcoming. Do we call them upcoming?
Upcoming, yeah. Some of them were like 6 years in and...
Yeah, some of them have pretty good experience, I guess.
Is it?
And they were like, I know this guy.
So
yeah.
So people like Dave Attell is what we needed last year in order to prevent the numbers from being so high.
The suicide numbers.
The suicide numbers.
Yeah.
To bring some laughter. If you were to bring the topic of suicide in, Dave Attell would increase the numbers. What are you saying, boy? You don't want to live?
Yeah.
I wonder what he would say to them. Because this was news. It just came out like, I don't know how they came by the numbers, but they said 427.
Yeah. CNA wrote a new article, I think.
427 people killed themselves.
Is it 400 or 600?
Yeah, but the thing is that you have to see what numbers they're working with, lah.
And most importantly, how did they do it?
Yeah. Two, three years ago, I went to check.
Yeah.
Like, the death rate.
Right.
Of Singapore. So, most of the numbers actually are with ICA.
ICA?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So they have like stats on the number of people who died,
right?
The causes of death and everything.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised. 2020, 2021 numbers. They didn't even have a COVID section.
Oh, okay.
But then the government claimed that people died of COVID.
Oh.
And WHO had a separate, like a new code to classify COVID deaths.
Right.
And ICA or Singaporean government did not even actually classify people's death under that.
Let me guess the code. Make up a number.
Make up a number. 523.
Yeah. Roll the dice.
Roll the dice. Come up with something new.
Spin the wheel. Yeah. Spin the wheel.
Yeah. So ICA actually has like stats.
Okay.
So they have like a yearly thing, like the number of people born, number of people who died, causes of death and everything. So I would want to see, like, how did they actually derive, like, this number? Why they
476.
Killed? 476. How were they classified as suicides?
Right.
They were classified by the Samaritans of Singapore.
Oh, so it's not even. But it's not even a government agency then.
But the SOS.
SOS.
Yeah. SOS.
So this is a third party organization.
Total 476 suicide.
And wouldn't. Wouldn't the number.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. SOS said in a middle release citing data from the ICA. Citing data from ICA.
Right. Right.
So they took it from the.
From ICA.
ICA.
ICA's annual reports.
They said,
annual
reports, yeah. It's due to family problems, employment, financial difficulties.
And the most important thing in the article is that there's a 25% increase from last year, right? Or for the years before.
Increase, most of it from the elderly side, and then majority of them were male.
So it seems like people are getting better at killing themselves as we progress through the years.
And it's also men.
And a higher number.
When they set out to do something, it gets done. Yeah.
This shows that even in death, men are better than women. You know, we are better in sports. We are better in intelligence. We are better in career moves.
Arts.
In the arts and sciences. Even in taking our own life, we still beat women.
The only scene they have us beat at is pornography.
That's also true. And they're paid more.
You know why? Because women are not interested in pornography. They rather read a book.
They rather read
and imagine
erotica books and use their imagination. That's so gay, isn't it? that's so fucking gay.
Imagine but the thing is that gay men, right, would rather watch porn as well.
Imagine you meet a guy and he's like, hey, dude, check out this porn video. It's like, no, I'd rather. Do you have it in script version so I can read what happens in it? And then I close my eyes and imagine. It's like,
no guy would say that.
Yeah, get away from me, you faggot.
No guy would say that.
Yeah.
A blind guy would.
What? Braille.
He can only do ASMR and those.
Oh, that's true, yeah, unless you're blind. Audio. Some physical defect.
Audiobooks.
No, but if you're blind, right, you would never know.
Right.
What looked like. What that's a pussy looked like.
Oh, shit.
That's true.
You know, that is quite sad.
Yeah. Then the braille would not matter at all.
Yeah.
You would actually have them feel it.
Yeah.
You have to feel it, then, you know, have a third party describe
and
it.
And then, feel it and then get a mental image.
Yeah, get a mental image.
Wow. Dude, can we find a. I feel like. I wish I had a blind friend, you know, growing up.
Yeah, you didn't.
And then I can just lie to the blind friend that, hey, women's tits are all green in color.
Sean, just jizz in his eyes.
Why me? Why my jizz?
If you jizz in my eyes, it might open my third eye.
You are the oldest.
Yeah. I might be able to see the other world. Like
powder works best.
It's not been used so long.
Liquid, right? He might still wash it off. Powder might adhere to his eyeballs.
Let it settle.
I might be able to see the alternate universe if you come into my eye.
Maybe.
There's another reality right here.
Yeah.
Lord Shiva's third eye.
No, but if I had a blind friend, I would just tell him like that women's tits are green in color. The nipples are green in color.
Provided he's
and then for the rest of his life,
he wouldn't know what color is.
Yeah.
That's also true.
If it's been
blind, and then I got to explain to him that wait, so they can't see in color.
They don't know what the fuck color
they
is.
Don't understand what color
let
is.
Let me stop you there. They can't see. Period.
They can't see.
Yeah.
Period.
They can't see in color. Oh, what the fuck? You think we're black and white?
Unless you're saying they lost their sight. What you want is a friend, unfortunate friend.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to say that because, you know, touch wood. You know, like that. You want an unfortunate person that lost. So they've seen it.
Yeah.
And now.
I want to create Daredevil. I want to spray acid into someone's eyes and then get him to like be great in gymnastics.
You know, then you
then
know,
become a superhero.
You know how Daredevil would be real in like real life,
yeah.
If that were to happen, he'll be screaming every day. You know why? Echolocation. Then you can see where all the and it'll be better because the sound waves will like bounce off much nicer off them. Like, oh, okay, that one's nice.
right.
Yeah, that explains how Ben Affleck's Daredevil was still able to see like Jennifer Garner's one using echolocation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's easier for a blind guy to find a G spot? Because then he has to use his like he needs to enhance his sense of touch, right? Usually there's this claim, right? Like you lose one sense, the rest of your senses.
But how
like,
how would
enhance.
He even know about G spot?
When the girl moans, I guess when he puts his like finger or dick in there, it's like oh
no,
maybe.
Does he even have access to like braille?
Oh, to find out whether
to find out about G spot simulation.
This is where we need to help him as friends. Or her.
I don't have blind people as friends.
Oh.
I just push them down the stairs.
Right. Or we can just create one. We make friends with someone who has no friends and then we blind him.
We here at the Lords of Lobang.
Yeah.
We are pro-abortion. If your eyes are not working, then what do you have to do in this?
The
on God's green earth.
What I'm waiting for is for you to hit Lim Wei Ming's.
Lim Wei Ming.
There were so many of them at that point.
Or we can just make one. You know, just...
Why don't you just close your eyes? Just close your eyes and imagine. Just close it. Close it and now try to picture in your head. Picture in your head what it would look like. That's exactly what someone who lost their sight would be.
No, who lost their sight would not be able to imagine any shit.
No, as in lost their sight after you... Like
when? When?
Like
they
now.
Would have to... Yeah. They adult. Would have had to like lost their sight when they are in their...
Early teens.
Young adulthood.
Yeah.
Right.
Because... So, if they have never seen tits before, then it doesn't make sense.
Well,
they can't imagine what tits are going to be.
Let's be clear: we're not pedophiles here. We're not going to show tits to a 10-year-old boy. So
I think that was established.
We just have to protect ourselves, you know, in case a cop is listening or something.
We didn't bring in the 10-year-old kid,
right?
You brought in the 10-year-old kid.
Never assume
you brought in your own pedophilic tendencies. the fray.
We were trying to say that it's impossible for a blind person since young or anyone before the consenting age to imagine it.
Yes.
The only time a person can imagine it is if someone already saw the stuff and then goes
Do you think a pedophile is just someone who's horny but has a lack of patience?
No.
They can't wait for someone to turn 16 and just like, I want it now. You know?
No.
Yeah.
Let me
sometimes I'm horny, but I just wait for like a couple of years and then.
What you're trying to say is a pedophile is just impatient?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I want to jerk off, but I'm outdoors and then I can't.
If we
I can't have access to
if,
like.
If we had video now, you would be able to see the look on the demon's face just staring at you and trying to burn.
Yeah.
Burn holes.
No, it's not that. It's not that. Like, his point. He did say that, you know, even though I'm horny, I'm willing to wait a couple of years. So that actually establishes himself as a pedophile.
Yeah, but I'm not doing anything. That's the thing. Like, for example, have you ride the train? And
so you're closeted.
No, like if you're on the train, right? And then you feel like a boner rising, but you have to control yourself to get off the next stop and go into the public restroom.
No, I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Because why do you have the boner in the first place?
Sometimes why do you have a boner in the first place?
It just hits you sometimes, you know.
So
like
what? Are you telling me you're going through puberty now?
It might be the second wave.
Second wave of puberty. That's probably the only
when I'm on a bus or on a train.
Yeah,
I've got my headphones on.
Right.
I'm either listening to a podcast or listening to music, and I'm not gonna get a boner.
Well, it depends on what turns you on. That's what true. That
depends on what.
That's the worrying thing.
Worrying thing,
Like what got you turned on? Was it like news?
No, it could be. Yeah, because like, you know, everything goes on Twitter, right? Sometimes you're like you're online. You want to check out like what's happening on CNA. You're worried about the high suicide rate in Singapore, and then you're scrolling Twitter and then you see tits and it's like, I need to come now. I need to come now. But you rein it in. You don't whip out your dick on the train.
Yeah, yeah, that's normal. Yeah. That's what normal people do. I thought you were like looking at your Twitter feed. So my
main point about pedophiles is that they all can learn from me. Then they won't commit a crime. They just wait. Right, I should write a book on how
not to be a pedophile.
How not to be a pedophile?
You realize when you release that book, right? Investigations will be done until you're like, this guy is writing about how not to be. But in order to know how not to be, you would have to be one and then try not to be one. You get where that is coming from? You have to be a pedophile and then try not to be one, because if you're not a pedophile. You can tell them how not to be, but they're saying like, but you're not a pedophile. How can you tell me how not to be a pedophile? You would have to be a pedophile and say like, I know the tendencies, but I now can tell you how not to have those tendencies.
So I should release the book with a pseudonym.
No,
with a pseudonym.
No, don't even say that here. Release no books. That book cannot even be released.
Yeah.
Not even on Google Books. Yeah, how not to be a pedophile.
No.
Just like what is it going to anti-child's play? What?
We can call it the book of the lobang. Right, written by...
The no-no lobang.
The no-no lobang.
The no-no lobang.
The no-no lobang.
Yeah, the lobang you no touch, you know?
Yeah.
Or a child's fear.
A lobang, over 18 lobang. No, that doesn't sound, yeah.
How to be good, lah.
How to be good,
maybe, yeah. You can make it a topic. Yeah. In the book. You don't make the whole book.
Not the whole book is on. Oh, like, okay.
In your face.
Yeah.
Don't be. Because you know why not? The guy buying it, right, is already in trouble. Like when he reaches out for that book and the book says how to stop, you know, so and so, that guy is already in trouble when he reaches for it.
Right.
And the bookstore that has that book also in trouble.
Right.
You'll get everybody in trouble when you release this book. Yourself included.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially, I think it'll be. The moment you release it, I think Singapore will ban it.
Singapore abandoned.
Yeah. It's not that they don't want you to get help. It's that, you know, they've already got some people under investigation for this.
No bookstores will sell. Barnes and Noble will probably be like, fuck them. We're not going to carry it.
You can try Kinokuniya. Maybe.
Kinokuniya will burn it.
Maybe.
You set up a bonfire. And like, let's burn all these books.
Yeah. So we've established that the book is a very bad idea.
Yeah.
Because it gets him in trouble. It gets whoever is reaching for it in trouble. Whoever publishes it is in trouble. Whoever tries to sell it is in trouble. My suggestion is to put it as
Barnes and Noble. Barnes and Noble, I think, bankrupt already.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I should release it with my name as in the spirit of Epstein.
Jojo 69.
Epstein didn't kill himself. Who's the author? Epstein didn't kill himself.
You could put it under JC.
JC.
Like just JC.
Yeah.
You know, then have other people come up with the what
with,
means.
With whatever, okay.
Yeah, it could be like
spell JSEE.
Yeah. JC. Just put on JC and then you just release. But my suggestion is if you really
spelled by Taco Bell.
you really, really want to release it, you have to release it as a topic under a self-help guide.
Self-help guide.
So it's like how to be good.
How to be good.
how to be a good pedophile.
Yeah, how to be, like Dan Wong's good citizen, right?
Yeah.
So this one is like how to be good.
How to be good.
Yeah, how to be good. Then in small
Dan Wong, la, we need him back again. La.
Yeah.
I need him to
illustrate my front cover.
So you ask me how to be good, then in small print, as dictated by society.
Yeah. And the artwork for the front cover should be in a classroom. Because this is an educational book. You're helping people to be better human beings. It should be set in a classroom.
Yeah, you can go
into It's not meant for kids.
Definitely.
But there's an age rating. There's an age rating above 18.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And probably some disclaimer somewhere. La.
Yeah.
Like,
thou shall not sue the author for the book.
Or arrest.
Or arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything in this book is fictional. Unless otherwise stated again.
Yeah.
I mean, it could work. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's true.
My own advice to you is don't write that book.
Don't write that book.
Don't write that book or come up with don't a better.
If I don't want to end up as a 473rd person to kill himself.
77. But that was last
year. Oh, 77, sorry, 400.
That was last year. So
that's last year. This year is new numbers.
New numbers.
The numbers are not out.
But I have to tell everybody this is not competition. We don't we don't want to raise the numbers this year. No, we want to try to keep it.
Unless you have some ingenious way of doing it, then everyone will be like, what? How do you do it?
How
is that done?
How to get more people to kill themselves?
How do you kill yourself?
Oh, no, yeah. No. If you want to get more people to kill themselves, you just raise the cost of living.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, the usual ways are like leaping off a tall building, right? I mean, that's been quite... That's boring, isn't it? You cause a lot of mess.
Yeah.
And trauma to other people. Like, is there...
I think slitting your own wrists, eating or consuming poison.
Right. Is there a fun way to go that you can have fun as well?
There is no
while doing it.
By eating Catherine Zeta-Jones pussy.
Yes. Apparently it gives you throat cancer. And it takes a while to get to you. It's curable.
It's curable as well.
You pour a liter of acid into the pussy.
Cruel.
Yeah, and then you suck the acid out. Then while you're tripping, you drown in the pool of acid.
Extremely
by acid, I mean LSD.
Ah,
so you're tripping balls.
Yeah, at least you're high, la.
Yeah,
like why? But why would you need to trip balls when you're eating Catherine Zeta-Jones pussy?
At least you die in a fun way, I guess. Yeah, while seeing like visions.
Eating her pussy itself is a fun way, right?
Well, no, actually, yeah. No. Getting to her is the fun thing.
Getting and eating.
Yeah, no, it's just like
right.
If you can even
what
you can even
fucking you guys have watched
Entrapment.
Yeah, Entrapment. Mm.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She was looking fine in fucking
she
Wednesday.
She still looks fine.
Mask of Zorro.
Yeah.
Mask of Zorro.
Mask of Zorro, yeah.
Mask of Zorro.
She was looking fine in Wednesday as well.
Huh?
The Netflix, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She has aged very well.
Aged quite well. But maybe she looks like she has done some surgery on her tits, but
fucking hell.
No one's gonna complain.
Sean, I'm sorry. You're sitting closer towards him.
No. His is loud, but no.
Hopefully, your nose is not working.
It's the biggest one here.
That Jew nose.
I mean, Catherine's. She's Welsh.
Oh, dude.
She's Welsh.
Dude, autoerotic asphyxiation. I think that would be a fun way to go.
A la David Carradine.
Yeah. You come and you go at the same time.
And it came.
You come and go at the same time.
It's coming and going.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
It's coming and going. The stench is coming and going.
Yeah. It's not a scent.
Oh no no! You can. So I stopped breathing through my nose. I picked up this thing where gas has been released. You breathe through your mouth.
That's fucked up.
You inhale the particles.
Yeah, you're inhaling all the particles, all the shit particles.
Yeah, but I don't smell it.
That's why you have weird bowel movements. You keep fucking inhaling is.
His particles. I took a dump in the morning, so it should not stink.
Oh, in the morning.
Yeah, it should not stink that much.
Did you hear his voice break halfway?
Oh, in the morning.
It was a decent sized shit, lah. So I think
that cleared out your fucking rectum of the food that you ate yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, but it didn't clear out today. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Today is what's happening now.
What's happening? What's coming out now?
Yeah.
Whatever you had for lunch, now it's. The turtle should head is
should be there.
This is just us going back to our roots.
Yeah. Into the lobang.
Look at the time, it's 555.
Yeah.
Triple five. At least it's not 999, my favorite TV show of MediaCorp.
What a show. Yeah. Fucking hell. Annabelle Francis.
Yeah.
Wong Li Lin.
When they were hot, lah.
When they were smoking hot.
Smoking.
Did they ever get Fiona Say on it?
That was before Fiona Say, right?
Yeah, Fiona Say was not
way
part of this.
Yeah.
Fiona Say was mid-2000s.
Yeah.
So it was Wong Li Lin.
999 was in the early 2000s, 90s and
90s. 90s.
They knew what
90s.
They were doing. Those were really
early 2000s was Police and Thief.
Is it?
Yeah.
But Fiona Say was before that, right? It's like in
Fiona Say was... What was the drama? The World War II drama?
World War II drama.
She got raped.
World War II drama, right.
the Japanese invasion.
Rising of the Sun or something?
Pixelated art. That's the World War II drama.
Pixelated art.
Pixelated art in the genital area.
Rising of the Sun, right?
Huh?
Was it Rising of the Sun? I can't remember the name, but Fiona Sayer was one of the sacrificial lambs.
Right.
No, it's the other one where she had to run through the road. Yeah, run Orchard Road in her bikini. But it's a Chinese show. I can't remember what it was.
Huh?
Yeah, there was one. Like
I remember
we did the Amazing Race, the food challenge shit during our poly time. So we had to run to go like to the Esplanade.
Right.
And our starting point was like, you know, behind Brewworks, there's like a huge plot of land.
At
Riverwalk.
Oh, yeah.
At
yeah.
Clarke Quay, right?
Uh huh.
So we start there.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like Singapore Poly, like fucking don't know how many people. And then our first checkpoint, right?
Yeah.
Was like near CBD.
Right.
And then we were like, fuck, la, we need to run, la.
Yeah.
As we were running, right, one fella was like, I cannot run. I need to vomit right now.
Wait, can you guys take like public transport?
Can.
Oh.
But this one was like, there's no public transport. You might as well just like run and go.
I see.
And as we were running, right, and then we went through like Boat Quay, right?
Mm.
The alley, like this is like 8 in the morning, 8:30
cramps,
in the morning.
Yeah.
You feel like Jason Go Feng Xiang got cramps while crossing the road.
Full name. Got cramps.
No one stressed before running.
This fella died.
We were young yeah. And overconfident.
And as we were going through Boat Quay, like 8 in the morning,
yeah,
there was like a photo shoot going on.
Right.
And then I said, eh, how come 2-3 fellas stopped?
Yeah.
Stopped in their tracks. They are not moving anywhere.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Fixated on the photo
Fiona
shoot.
Fiona's here. Doing what? Photo shoot.
Right.
In the back alleys of Boat Quay.
She's still doing it now.
She's still there, actually. Yeah. Legend has it.
No, yeah. No, actually, because when I searched Fiona Seah Bikini, and it came out, The Champion. The show is called The Champion.
This was a Chinese show.
This was 20 years ago where she ran down Orchard Road in a bikini.
Right.
And now she's doing it. Now she's doing it for Instagram. But not in the bikini. She's doing like photo shoots.
Oh.
Fuck, this might have been like 2007. Where we did this... That amazing race shit.
I don't right. think we saw. I mean, I would have remembered if I saw her. At least I think.
That time you were a virgin, though. That's why you probably like didn't.
You
register.
Definitely. We all saw her.
I already did my FHM already. Yeah, FHM was my thing back then.
FHM and Maxim. This fella had a massive collection.
Yeah. Right.
It was my stage.
You should keep your.
He
FHM
wasn't
though.
Innocent. He wasn't innocent.
It was the time of. It was a time where the MRT rides could have been problematic, lah.
Right. Then you have to quickly alight and find a handicapped toilet.
Some more. The train in the morning, damn packed lah.
Yeah.
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 So it's like
a girl with a skirt walks in and is like,
Yishun to Dover.
It's probably the reason why I have such a bad hunch.
Right.
Because I'm always hunched over.
Always hunching. Right. Hunching over
to block
a tiny girl or?
I'm shocked that you can't remember Fiona Seah doing the photo shoot. And we had to like we run past and then we all took like what the fuck? Wait, go back and see who is that? The fucking Fiona's here.
Well, I don't know, man. Like,
how can you not remember this?
I don't remember a lot from my childhood, from my youth. I think it's the beer.
Yeah, and then there was no way we were going to win the thing, so we at the end we just went back to the finishing spot, which was Clarke Quay.
Yeah,
went to pump room and ordered the $22 tower.
Right.
Wow. I mean, there's no such thing.
What's the price though at that time? Do you remember?
The price was good, man. Like was like fucking vouchers for few $100 vouchers.
Wow.
For makan and all this kind of shit.
I see.
We forgo it for a good cause.
Right.
We actually tried lah, but two of our teammates, one fella had diarrhea, another fella had cramps.
Yeah, but it was actually quite taxing.
So out of six people, right, we two fella just discount.
If someone has a car, then they just drive around.
But like, we were so young.
We were so young, man. We were like, what, 18, 19?
17, 18.
My poly mates were driving during then.
18, 19, yeah.
Yeah, we're rich, la, probably. And
dude,
old,
where are you going to drive? Everywhere in the city.
Oh.
Plus
parking will be.
Parking. You want to find parking already, you die already. You are going to lose time.
You have to be 18 to drive, right?
Yeah.
At that age, none of us had.
I have friends who started driving at 18, lo.
But driving would have been a bad choice.
Yeah, if it's in the city, it doesn't make sense, lah.
It was all in the CBD.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
We went to like Maxwell Food Court and like gobbled down the fish soup with
Kampong
the
Glam. we walked past Kampung Glam.
Ah, Kampung Glam.
It was like some, I don't know.
We had to play like the 5 stone at the.
Oh, it sounds fun actually.
It was fun. It was
very, very nostalgic.
Yeah. Back then, this was like fucking 16 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a straight fuck.
16, 17 years ago.
No,
yeah.
Now if you want to do it, you got to say, what's the price? You can't give me vouchers, lah. Something better.
No, do something better. It's not even the price. I think the only reason why I don't remember so much thing is because it was traumatizing to me.
It was a Sunday morning.
I also remember.
It was a Sunday morning.
That I also remember cramping up.
You also cramping up.
Near the end, I also got cramps.
Right.
I remember we walk in and suddenly my leg stiffened up.
Right. Unless we compete with people who are over the age of 30.
We're all poly.
No,
all,
I say if you're going to do it now, we can't compete like young 20, fit year olds.
Yeah.
You can't compete with like older 30.
No, now you just get go car.
It's like, hey, you guys go now, huh? I drive around.
You guys run.
We just ask him to go to every checkpoint. You go there, go. We'll meet you here.
No, but the thing about this one, right, this race was every checkpoint you have to eat something.
Oh.
And like, depending on the size of your team, right, we were, I don't know what we thought, we were like, let's get as many people as possible. Maybe it's going to be like a fucking quiz.
Right.
So we need as many brains as possible.
Yeah.
But it was not like quiz. It was actual like games.
Yeah.
And according to the number of people on your teams, you need to eat as much food.
Oh,
that's equivalent to the number of people on our team. So ours was 6.
Yeah.
But we had 2 people who one fella had to go back home, another fella was like cramped up. So it was like, bro, no point lah.
Eating should not be in a race. You should not.
Yeah, but this one had eating lah. But the food was all good. All fantastic food.
The most likely reason why the two of us, I think, one cramped up first, then later the rest of us, because dehydration.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, I think Willi had like diarrhea problems.
Yeah.
Jason had the cramp problem.
And then after that also I realized I also had a little bit, but not as much as him lah. He really cramped up.
Right.
Yeah.
Within the first 10 minutes.
Oh shit.
Lack of salt.
Sunday morning.
It was quite warm also.
Imagine crossing the road.
Yeah.
You know Clarke? Yeah. Like from the Clarke MRT to like Songfa.
Yeah.
Just crossing the road and then you cramp up.
Well.
And as a 20-year-old,
he didn't drink enough water, lah.
No.
Yeah, no electrolytes.
We were too thirsty after seeing Fiona Sia, so.
That was before Fiona Sia.
That was before Fiona Sia, but actually he recuperated a little bit after seeing Fiona Sia.
All the salt all came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, "Wow, what the fuck? That's Fiona Sia."
All right, guys.
That was a long time. And on that note,
I think we need to leave on this very important note. Yeah. Suicide's a very please don't kill yourself. But if ever question the meaning of life, just go to lotsoflobang.patreon.com/lotsoflobang, donate $1, and then when you listen to us, you'll feel better.
Or pledge your POSB bank account to us.
Yeah, just DM your POSB account and your password and your PIN, and then we can help you.
Wait. No, that's not. We have to give them the number for the
be SOS. Be charitable.
Be charitable. You know, there's a great saying. Don't hoard wealth for yourself, but share it with others, and then you feel better.
Even if it's $1.
Yeah, even if it's $1. Or more. You like more.
Or more.
All right, ciao.
Ciao.